Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. I'm your host, Jim Madonna, from the University of Alaska Mining Extension. This is your radio show on Alaska. It's mining and pioneers, past, present, and future. More specifically, folks, the history of Alaska's misty past, its controversial present, and, of course, its mysterious future. As you know, we will have special guests to discuss different frontier and mining-related topics. Most of all, my friends, give us a call if you have a question or care to make a comment, or maybe you just want to chat for a few minutes or want to share one of your favorite frontier experiences. The number here is 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. Let's talk gold mining through the years along Alaska Gold Trails. Want to have a contest? Let's have a contest. I told you last week that we would have a contest based on Alaskan prospectors and miners news. And the question today is, if you're ready, what is the name of Edril's girlfriend in the summer edition of Alaskan prospectors and miners news? If you figure that one out by looking at your newspaper, give us a call here at 479-8255. That's 479-TALK, right here on Alaska Gold Trails. And while you're preparing to do that, we will prepare, I think, to do this.
Hi, folks, I'm Ralph Seekins, and right now, you can buy a brand new 1989 Ford Mercury Lincoln or Ford truck for as little as $89 over the actual factory invoice. That's right, only $89 over the actual factory invoice, and we'll show you the invoice. Now, this is just another example of how hard we try to get you the right car at the right price with the right terms.
The best deal anywhere is right here at Seekins Ford Lincoln Mercury.
I wonder what it's worth to know who Edril's girlfriend is. It's worth a 1 troy ounce silver ingot from Alaskan Prospectors, located over at 504 College Road in the Quonset Hut. And a friendly reminder, they're on winter hours. They're open Mondays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 10 to 5. That's Alaskan Prospectors. And by the way, folks, just want to mention one little thing about them over there, that they've got a great mineral display. Go over, take a look. You'll enjoy it. Hi, you're on the air.
Is it Edna?
No, close, but no cigar, my friend. Thank you for the call. Once again, we're waiting to find out who Edril Smith's girlfriend is in Alaskan Prospectors and Miners News. Hi, you're on the air.
It's Carrie. I know it is.
It's Carrie.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, she's his girlfriend. She's a little bit older than he is. He's only 17. And I think in one of your magazines you put down that they never married. They just stayed friends. Well, and she died in 1953. She was in her 70s.
Were you there?
No, I remember reading it. It was just a wonderful story. It continued. He was very, very ill, and she took care of him. And fed him. And he had this very, very bad fever. He was almost delirious for days and days. And she allowed him. She was a dance hall girl.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, the most attractive one there. He thought she was the prettiest thing he'd ever seen.
Where was that?
I don't know how to say it. Daya? D-Y-E-A?
Oh, that was Dai, huh?
Dai.
That was at the beginning of the Chilku Pass,
wasn't
it?
Well, that's what he was waiting to do, and his friends were starting to take all of his gear over the pass, but he couldn't participate because he'd become so ill. He met her in a dance hall.
Well, that's why he became ill then. He's got to stay. How old was he?
Only 17.
What was he doing in a dance hall at 17?
Gee.
That was a hard one.
Yes, it is. I imagine his friends were older.
Oh, I see.
And did they have laws then that said that you couldn't be in a... I don't
think there were any laws in Dai at that time.
I don't think so. I mean, he could have been there and it was just fine. It was okay, but she took very good care of him. She even gave him a long bath. They had these big tubs they used in those days, and they brought him
buckets. Wait. She gave him a long bath?
Bathtub.
In a bathtub?
Yes.
I think this discussion has gone far enough. Would you advise everybody out there to read this article?
Oh, yes, it's fun. It touches you when you read it. You feel real close to him, and he's a little bit awkward and shy around Carrie.
Uh-huh.
Carrie's apparently a little more experienced. But you can see the friendship developing, and he's a little awkward around her. And I'll tell you, it's like a romance novel. He could sell the rights to this story.
Why don't you give me your name, and I'll see that you get the silver ingot from Alaskan Prospectors. How's that?
I'll stop in and get it. You're Mondays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Do we have a name? Or?
My name is Rochelle.
Okay, Rochelle, stop over here to Washington Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the certificate.
Okay, I've done this before.
Okay. Well, then you know the routine.
I know the routine.
Yes. This is interesting. I've heard your voice before, that you beat Jesse to the punch today. That's
I was wondering, but I don't think Jesse knew the answer to this one.
Ah, I see. Well, he will the next one, because the next contest, once again, will be based on the fall issue of Alaskan Prospectors and Miners News, and you can get that paper at Alaskan Prospectors, located at 504 College Road.
I have a feeling Jesse will pick it up very quickly.
And also, their phone number over there is 452-7398. Rochelle, you just won yourself a silver ingot, and thanks a bunch for playing the contest on Alaska Gold Trail.
Okay, and happy Thanksgiving. Sometimes.
My goodness, Rochelle, you left with a charge on that one. Hey, I want to tell the folks out there a little story regarding the initiation of Alaska Gold Trails about 3 years ago. Today, my guest is the chap that made it possible for us to bring Alaska Gold Trails to the community of Fairbanks. And I want you to also know that KFAR Radio reaches out as far as 40 Mile Eagle, Central Alaska, and Live and Good. And so folks all over the interior of Alaska have been listening to Alaska Gold Trails. I get a lot of comments from them, a lot of calls from them, and they enjoy the many guests that we have had on Alaska Gold Trails. So it was because of this person's vision that Alaska Gold Trails was brought on to KFAR Radio, and I want to welcome Michael Dresser to Alaska Gold Trails today.
Well, hi, Jim Madonna. How are you?
I'm real good, Michael.
Oh, it feels wonderful to be behind in front of a microphone again. Where am I?
Yeah, well, you're there.
Hey, I want to do a contest. I do it for old time's sake. Who was buried in Grant's tomb?
Oh, if anybody phones on that one, we're going to be in deep trouble.
Actually, Jimmy, the reason I'm here today is I got a phone call at my office, and they said they wanted something very special, and what they wanted was Jim Madonna interviewed.
Oh, is that a bet?
This is April Fool's Day, and
that's
what I'm here today to do, and I'm going to interview you today.
You're going to interview me today?
Yes, I am. So are you ready?
Well, Michael, I was I thought I was going to talk a little bit about you and some of the exciting adventures you'd had in Alaska and maybe give a couple of my own.
April Fool, Jimmy.
Thank you very much. I want the whole world to know that this has not been rehearsed.
Yes. So my first question is, how come?
Michael, phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Which Grant?
Which Grant? Ulysses S.
Do I win? Do I win?
Do you win?
Do I get the money? Do I get the money?
This is
what
big
money?
Time bucks here.
I don't know. I heard money.
The money? Did you mention money?
Or a turkey sandwich or something.
A turkey. Who are we speaking to?
I'll never tell.
Oh, if you tell us who it is, we'll get you something special.
I know that voice.
No, you don't.
Dinner for two at Bill Wally's.
Thanks for the call.
Let me think about that.
Okay.
Bye.
Anyways,
Michael, you're dirty.
No. Listen, let's do this professional, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to interview you right now. And Jimmy, I've known you for a long time, and I think some of your background, a lot of people out there may not know exactly what your background is. You are an associate of science. You have associate of science degree in chemistry, a bachelor's degree in geology, a master's in geology, and it's two different degrees. You're an associate professor in mineral mining extension at the university, and you're the head of the Department of Mineral Exploration and Mining Technology. Now, with all of that, you could have been anything. Don't get red on me. Don't turn embarrassed. You could have been anything. You could have done anything. You're flexible. Why mining for you, Jim?
Well, a lot of people don't think I'm so flexible, Michael. But
yeah. I've worked with you. You're flexible.
Why mining?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a thrill. The thrill of... it's not mining so much as it is mineral exploration and discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And putting together the packages sometimes from the armchair, doing the research in the literature, and then following that up with actual field explorations and learning that your armchair research turns out to be accurate, I think perhaps is a very rewarding feeling.
Is it kind of like being Peter Pan, never growing up and getting to get out there and play the ultimate game?
Don't you think that we all have an element of that in us, that we want to be out, we want to play Peter Pan. We want to have that part of our life as well as the more perhaps intellectual part of our life and more mature part, but we still want to maintain that Peter Pan activity. Yeah, that's great. But the other side of the coin is I didn't really become a geologist, a true geologist. I'm not a field geologist, but I am a teacher. And that's where I focus my energies, is in the classroom. And I've had a great deal of enjoyment in the classroom. I've had great students throughout the years. 17 years I've taught classes for the Mining Extension Department all over the state of Alaska.
Now, isn't each class different? I mean, you may have the same subject matter. You may be teaching the same course. You may be saying the same words. Isn't it different?
Well, my classes are always different simply because the personalities that are in the classroom make the atmosphere for the class. I tend to spin humor off of the students in the classroom, and I don't do this in a negative way, but in a very positive way. At least I attempt to. Occasionally, I make mistakes. There was one case, and I commonly relate this to my class on the opening day. I tell them the story about one time I was introduced to this beautiful girl many years ago, and when I was introduced, they said, "Well, this is Mary's birthday."
Mm-hmm.
And so I was a young man and I wanted to tell Mary that I hope she stayed as young and beautiful as she was today for the rest of her life. But instead, what came out of my mouth is, "I hope you never have another one."
Good move, James.
Yeah, well, we never spoke again after that. So, but the point is that every once in a while, when you're real quick with the words in a classroom environment, and you're trying to collect a thought off of something that somebody has said or done in the classroom, you make a mistake. And so I advise the students early on that I'm human, and sometimes I'll make a mistake. But I like the high humor level, and at the same time, I try to direct that towards a learning experience.
When you're in the field, isn't that an extension of the classroom? When you're in the field, when you're with miners, when you're teaching out there, isn't that an extension?
Well, Michael, in the field, I don't know, a lot of people in town know that my wife Lee and I have led several Alaska to Australia mining and milling tours.
Mm-hmm.
And combining that with the experiences that I've had in the Alaskan mining industry, my activities include videotaping the mines and photographing the mines, and I'm always collecting materials for my classroom presentations. So they're up to date. They're a lot of good exposure there, in that I can't take all my students to the field. I attempt through this media way, bringing the field to the students.
Now, we know that the field could be a magnification of what you're teaching in the class. Have you ever had anything different happen to you? You ever crashed a plane, been chased by a bear? Have you ever had? Did you hear that earlier?
Michael,
okay, I'm going to lay it back on you.
If I remember correctly,
you asked me that question.
I asked you that question.
Okay, but has it ever happened to you? I get chased by bears all the time.
You do.
And I crash every time I go home. But what's happened to you out there? Some really interesting experiences that you've had.
You didn't quite prepare me for this.
I know.
Michael.
I thought I'd nail you all.
You know, it's not to ask me the question.
Yeah.
Is one thing, and to have it pop into my mind during a conversation is something else. Thinking back, perhaps one of the most rewarding experiences that I've had in terms of prospecting was during the time that I was satisfying the qualifications for a Master of Science degree at the University of Alaska, and I actually did a literature search through the USGS and Bureau of Mines and other areas where we could find geological literature appropriate for what I was studying, which happened to be at that time zeolites, which are in terms of information are molecular sieves. They have a rather wide structure in them, and they permit separation of certain gases and fluids through these openings.
I saw that in Back to the Future, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, at any rate,
they're tough.
You can't see them.
Oh.
I mean, in the rock. So what we had to do is we put together a diagram where there were common characteristics occurring in the rocks that supported zeolites. And then I went and visited these areas. As a result of the visitations and the collections, I brought some stones home that had a high concentration of zeolites in them as determined by X-ray patterns.
Did you glow?
Did I glow? Mm. Yes, I did glow. I got my master's degree over it.
Oh.
And it clearly points out the possibilities of taking the literature, putting the information together, identifying the time and geologic time, the rock types, and other characteristics that fit together for the formation of a particular mineral, whether mm-hmm. it's gold, silver, or zeolites, and then going to that point in as evidenced by a geologic map and looking at the stones in that area, and many times a person can actually locate a valuable ore deposit. And I'm just using zeolites as an example.
You can actually tell what was on this planet at one time too, couldn't you?
What was on this?
What was? How it was? Can't you do that through minerals, rocks, etc.?
That's a little bit more in-depth evaluation than what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have not only uranium dating, but potassium-argon dating for the older rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of an interesting field.
Jimmy, how do you date? And maybe it's not a fair question because I know it's really not your field, but how do you date a rock?
How do you date a rock?
How do you date a rock?
Well, there's a couple of methods.
You take it to the Klondike?
Yeah, right.
How do you date a rock?
Technically speaking, you can date them through the decay of certain elements to their daughter elements,
mm-hmm.
or you can date them through the fossils that it might be contained within a sedimentary strata.
Mm-hmm.
So these are two ways of dating, and of course, when sedimentary rocks are laid down and you can date one, any sedimentary rock lying upon it has to be a younger rock, unless, of course, some strange geological characteristic has taken place.
Now, sedimentary means what?
Sedimentary.
Remember, I'm a simple person.
Yes. sedimentary means that those were rocks that were formed from materials derived by the erosion of pre-existing rocks.
Stuff that fell on it?
Yeah, that exists here at the surface of the earth, and this sediment then is laid down in a depositional environment,
mm-hmm.
and as more and more material comes into the area, this first sediment then becomes compacted and cemented together to form the sedimentary rock.
So, I mean, there's stuff laying there, and there's other stuff that falls on top of it, and it makes the stuff that was there first harder.
And I want to tell you, there is something I want to tell you about. There really is.
Okay.
And I think this is very important, not only to you, Michael, but to the rest of the listeners, too.
Yes.
And I'm particularly excited about this because this has to do with gold.
Mm.
And I want to know, where do the miners sell their gold? Everyone knows they sell
anywhere
it.
Anywhere they can.
Yeah, everyone knows. They sell it to the precious metals people. Oxford Assaying and Refining, located at 208 Wendell Street. In addition, Oxford also has some fascinating precious metal gift and investment ideas. These include
sending gifts of silver, listen to this, folks, the silver Alaska coin to the Oxford Alaska Bar. These 1 ounce pure silver pieces are a unique way to share Alaska with friends and family for under $10 each.
And here's a super idea. 1 ounce pure silver rounds priced at only 95 cents over the daily quote.
The 1989 American Gold Eagles are now available with four sizes to choose from, starting at the 1/10 ounce, that's a 10th coin, add 14 karat gold, what's that, bezel?
Bezel.
Bezel. I had one of those, it was a dog. A 14 karat gold bezel with a chain, and you've got the perfect gift for that someone special.
Gold coins and ingots from around the world, available in all sizes.
And don't forget this, Jimmy, genuine Alaskan gold nuggets are truly the Alaskan gift.
Gift. Of lasting value.
Can you say that 10 times?
Give gifts of lasting value that will long be remembered. Give gold and silver, now available.
Available.
Would you say that for me, Michael?
Available. Watch my lips.
Okay, do it again.
Okay.
Now available from your precious metals people. Oxford Assaying and Refining, 208 Wendell Street. Their phone number is 456-3967. And don't forget their special precious metals quote line, 452-7858 for daily prices on gold, silver, and platinum. The quote line, once again, is 452-7858. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Michael, it's really nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
And I may be the may have been the first guy to suggest having Jim interviewed on this program, but don't forget to get back to his early life as a kid in Fairbanks.
He was never a kid, but we'll do that anyways.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks for calling. Yeah, what about your early life in Fairbanks as a kid? Was that different? Because I can imagine in 1823, things were different than they were in Los Angeles.
Michael, I don't know. When I came to Fairbanks, it was 1948.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Maine School.
Yeah.
And it was different. The only paved street that I can remember was 2nd Avenue, and Cushman was paved from the bridge to Gaffney, if I'm not mistaken.
Huh.
And then, of course, the road at that time, I can't remember. I used to ride out the Richardson out to some of the ponds and go fishing when I was a kid. What was it like?
Were you interested in minerals in exploration, et cetera, at that time? What was it in those years where the fascination took hold?
Well, you got to keep in mind, in those years, I wasn't...
I know you can't remember
that far
back.
I was only 9 years old.
I rock.
But some of the things that my family took part in, my dad was an outdoorsman, and he was interested in prospecting. He panned gold and prospected creeks, and I went with him on those occasions. He also worked as a welder for the FE company and later for LAD Air Force Base, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, he started the Fairbanks Battery Shop, which was located just right next door to Fairbanks Inn right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that early on that he and Darby, if I'm not mistaken, out at the Rendezvous Club started the racetrack out there. And they had a circular track, and my dad owned a race car.
Hmm.
That car was, they were putting a new roll bar on the car one day, and they'd selected a piece of pipe and was attaching the pipe on the car, and come to find out it had been a pipe for tamping dynamite into a drill hole, and the thing exploded, and I remember that our house was attached to the garage, and my dad was in the house leaning against the wall, and when it exploded, it threw him clear across the room. Of course, he ran out the door and around to the shop area, and a couple of guys that were working on the car, one of them had fallen down into the pit that was part of the shop at that time, similar to some of the grease pits that you see in the garages around town.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad crawled down there and pulled him out. At that particular time, I was at one of those ponds out the Richardson Highway fishing, and I saw this big plume of smoke rising in the sky. And as I rode my bicycle back, I wondered what that was. And when I got back, it was quite a shock to see that my home had been destroyed. And it was, by the time I arrived, of course, burnt to the ground.
Where did you live during those days?
I lived right there on south near South Cushman, right where Fairbanks Inn is.
Okay. Oh, you lived over there, too.
Yeah, we lived.
Right.
It was attached to the shop. You know, that's kind of unique about Fairbanks, Alaska, that you see a lot of these homes attached right to the businesses, especially along College Road there. You'll see that most of the homes are either connected to or very close to the business operation. This was probably because of the expenses involved of having separate dwellings.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a business that I want to talk about, and that, of course, is I want to talk about Gabe and Kathy. Whether it's an auto, a light truck, motorhome, or big rig, for the best service in town, it's Gabe's Truck and Auto Repair. And that's not just my opinion, folks. Not long ago, the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce gave Gabe's Truck and Auto their prestigious Raven, that's raving about Fairbanks, award for providing the best vehicle service in Fairbanks.
And Gabe's has 2 large shops and 8 mechanics on hand just to serve you. With that much attention, you'll get fast, courteous service, and you'll have your vehicle back in a big hurry.
As you can see, Gabe's is a one-stop service center, and if you need an IM inspection, Gabe's has a no-pass, no-pay policy. That's right, folks. If you don't pass, you don't pay at Gabe's.
In addition to engine and general vehicle maintenance, Gabe's can also repair automatic transmissions, realign front ends, and repair mount and balance tires. New and rebuild engines come with a 12-month or 12,000-mile guarantee.
And you don't want to forget Gabe's towing. He has 3 wreckers available 24 hours a day and can handle any size rig. Getting a tow is easy as calling 456-6156. You might want to write that number down, folks, and put it in your glove box. Once again, it's 456-6156. Keep in mind how icy these streets are today.
And you can turn your rag into a ride at Gabe's Truck and Auto, located off Van Horn, right near Metro Field. Or give him a call today at, what's that number, Jimmy?
456-6156.
And the lights is flashing.
Golden Arm Hotel's room rates have gone down. Now rooms start at $31.95 and there's no bed tax. That's right, $31.95 and there's no addition of bed tax. And that's not all. Golden North Motel has free van service to take you anywhere you want to go in the Fairbanks area. Talk about saving you money. Reduced room rates, no bed tax, and free van service around town. You can't beat this deal. So if you live outside the Fairbanks area and are planning a trip to town, or maybe you just want a home away from home, go to the Golden North Motel, 4888 Old Airport Road, or call 479-6201.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm glad to hear Michael Dresser on the air. What's he doing these days?
Oh, he's hiding over on College Road.
What's he doing over there?
Oh, it's a little, I don't know, can I do this, Jim?
Sure.
Okay, it's a little company called Fairbanks Marketing, and I've been there for about 4 months now. I decided I didn't want to work for anybody anymore, and I formed my own company about 4 months ago, and it's just been going phenomenal.
Well, what do you sell?
Well, actually, I don't.
What do you give away?
Tell them about the service.
Well, okay. It's a homeowner's improvement service, and it's everything from somebody coming out and fixing your faucet to building your garage to satellites and window washing to 40 degrees below zero and carpet cleaning and upholstery cleaning and painting, and I could go on and on and on with this.
Well, my gosh, do you do all this yourself?
I'm very busy. I put on my little skirt and I go get them.
Oh, come on. This doesn't sound like Michael Dresser to me.
No, actually, I sit back and orchestrate the whole thing.
I figured you did. You had a whole bunch of little Muppets down there doing all the work, huh?
Yeah, it's just like deet, 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 and they just run, and I sit there with the desk, and I say, I'm important. I got a desk.
Hey, ask Jim Adonna one thing.
Yeah.
He's got me confused. How could he live on South Cushman, walk by the Spudnut shop and get a donut in the morning and go to Main Junior High School, school? Now, that is an impossibility.
That is true. I have to admit, I told a lie.
Uh-oh.
But I'm known for that, especially in the classroom. I lie to my students. I'm going to tell you, I want to clear this mystery up. When I first came to Alaska, we lived over on the other side of the river.
Okay.
And then, after I had lived here a year, we moved to South Cushman. And so, during the time that I lived over by the Catholic Church there, I would walk to school, and each morning I would stop at the Spudnut shop and pick up a hot donut. And, of course, that came to an end when I moved to South Cushman.
Well, you were telling me that that's what you did, and I said, South Cushman, and he went to Maine school. How could he possibly go by the Spudnut shop and get a donut and go to school, too?
Jim Adonna can do anything.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I tell little stories once in a while, too, huh?
Yeah, I'll tell a story once in a while.
Well, it's good to hear both of you, and may I wish both of you a very happy Thanksgiving, and keep up the good work, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, thanks, and not that I know who this is, but say hi to Joe for me.
I will do.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye, Doris.
Bye, Doris?
I'm sorry, I couldn't remember who that was.
Hey.
Yeah.
Tell me, where is Macaulay's Repograph located?
Right here in Fairbanks. It's at 721 Gaffney Road, and as a matter of fact, they'll help you with all of your technical drafting needs, including templates, professional drafting pens and pencils, and a full line of architectural supplies.
And also, they provide professional blueprinting and copying service.
And for those interested in prospecting in Canada, they have Canadian Maps.
On top of all that, they rent, service, and sell the major lines of surveying equipment and supplies.
And here's something all of you prospectors should know. Macaulay's has a complete line of professional compasses. What's a hip chain?
Hip chain is a measuring device for running claim lines.
Oh, I thought it was one of those things. And plotting accurate directions and distances along new claim boundaries.
You got to read the whole thing.
I got to
understand.
I'm not reading. This is from memory. Okay, that's Macaulay's Repographics, located at 721 Gaffney. Give them a call today at 452-8141. Tell Becky and Alfred you heard Jim Adonna talking about them right here on Alaska Gold Trails.
And don't forget Michael had something to do with that, too.
This Saturday only, LKJ Communications is cutting prices store-wide on CBs, scanners, and radar detectors. Free hot dogs, free balloons, and frisbees for the kids. If you're looking for values in CB radio, don't miss this sale. It starts Saturday at 10 and ends at 5. You want to get in on the specials like this. The Uniden Pro 510 XL with K40 antenna, just $90. That's at LKJ Communications at Van Horn and International this Saturday only.
Fly high in style with a pair of Ray-Ban Ambermatic or Glacier-type sunglasses from Aviator Supply. Get a leather jacket or T-shirt. Pick up a coffee mug or a special gift for someone. Aviator Supply has instructional videos ranging from the novice to the air transport pilot and instructional books on all King courses. You can get all this and more at Aviator Supply in Washington Plaza Mall.
Michael, if you haven't eaten a hot, fresh glazed donut from the Spud Nut Shop, you haven't lived.
I was going to say, what's that got to do with Mount McKinley Mutual Savings?
Mount McKinley Mutual Savings Bank has been serving the people and businesses of Fairbanks since 1965. Being a mutual bank, Mount McKinley has no stockholders, but is managed by a board of trustees for the benefit of depositors. Consequently, Mount McKinley has been a community leader in paying high interest rates to their depositors once again since 1965.
Mount McKinley's Mutual Savings Bank offers a variety of services to their depositors. While some financial institutions are just beginning to offer Saturday banking, Mount McKinley has full service lobby banking from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
And Michael, the folks out there might like to know that they are conveniently located downtown at 530 4th Avenue with entrances on both 3rd and 4th Avenues. And we know this is
Thanksgiving. I'm going to
and
a party
we
today.
All know. Yes, yes. It's what we did before the show.
Dressed, got dressed as an
and we know this is important to the public, okay, because they have plenty of free parking
and
on
lots
board.
Of money. Lots of money.
Yes.
Okay. They're no, I did that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But what about specific banking services? Mount McKinley has checking accounts, savings and time deposits, money market accounts, real estate loans, construction loans, consumer loans, contract collection services, and individual retirement accounts.
I think one of Mount McKinley's most innovative and beneficial services, Michael, is their Prime Time account. This account is for people who have passed their 55th birthday and offers numerous free services. For instance, no service charges and no minimum balance in your checking account. Plus, your first 200 checks are free. But there's more. Your Prime Time checking account will earn interest at 5.25% per annum, compounded daily, for an effective annual yield of 5.47%. That almost sounds like a commercial. This is the real thing,
and
folks.
And they got money.
With a Prime Time checking account, folks, fees are waived for traveler's checks, money orders, and money wire transfers. And Prime Time customers also get free notary service. Direct deposits are also available free.
Hey, that's Mount McKinley Mutual Savings Bank, located downtown between 3rd and 4th Avenue with parking on 4th.
Give them a call at 452-1751 and tell the good folks down there that you heard Jim Madonna talking about them right here on Alaska Gold Trail.
Michael said they've got money.
What do we got here, Michael?
Hi,
you're on the air.
Hi, I have one comment. You two are going to have a new job as soon as you step out of that studio. Mr. Wally is going to be there offering you two positions on the radio. You're entertaining.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're great, both
yeah.
of you. I'm interested in hearing more about you, but I do like listening to both of you. You play off each other.
Which you are you speaking?
Which you? Which him
There's
are we
There's two yous
about?
Here.
Yes.
There's the Michael U and the Jimmy U.
Jimmy U. sounds like something you get in a Chinese cracker. Help, I'm being held captive.
I think the two of you together.
Yes.
I
turned to Jimmy after I stopped dating rocks.
I won't comment on that.
Thank you.
Look for Mr. Wally when you leave the studio.
No, I'm not.
Thank you for the call.
Yes. She must be new.
I wanted to talk about something.
Huh.
You know, I've got a friend. Locate.
No.
Well, I have one.
Okay.
I've got one located.
Yes.
Over on the corner of Gaffney and Cushman. That's B&L Pawn Shop at the corner of Gaffney.
Oh, Killer and Tiger and all the group.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know, it's really strange,
yes.
Michael, because you hear all these names, Killer, Tiger,
yeah.
Rough Mean. You go in here. Here's this timid little lady over there trying her best to do everybody a good job.
Jimmy, to be grammatically correct, she ain't timid.
She ain't timid?
She's a nice lady.
Nice.
Nice lady.
I thought she was timid.
You can get TVs and typewriters and all kinds of stuff there, can't you?
Yeah, they got a... You know, it's kind of like having a garage sale.
You know what's neat about B&L? Here, I just threw the paper away. You know what's neat about B&L, and I've been exposed to them for a lot of years? It's that time around, you know, the holidays, maybe when money's a little bit short, you know,
yeah.
And they've helped a tremendous amount of people in this community for years and years and years. And I wish there was another thing that you could call them besides a pawn shop. There's a different word, and I have
totally
yet,
different atmosphere.
Yeah, I had yet to come up with the word because they're there to help. They really are.
And they have so many. You know, there's one thing that comes to mind. You know, I lost a couple of tools, sockets, out of my socket set.
Yeah.
And they've got bins and bins of sockets down there. So if you're shy of a socket, you go down there, pick out the socket you want to replace your tool kit. Mm-hmm. And it's an important feature that they have there. And it doesn't cost you an arm or a leg to go down
there. Where are they at?
Where are them at?
Where them at?
Where them at? Yep. Them folks, that's B&L Pawner at the corner of Gaffney and Cushman. Their phone number is 452-6491. They're open.
One other thing before. Yes, they're open. Boy, are they open.
They're open.
And they'll take stuff on consignment, too.
Well, you know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Set it right here.
Oh, I thought you threw the papers away.
No, I've
seen Michael Dresser lies once in a while, too.
I've known about
Hey, their phone number, 452-6491, open 9 to 7 Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Saturday, and 12 to 5 on Sunday. And remember, tell Killer you heard it here on Alaska Gold
and
Trail.
And so sweeten the deal. That's it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear about shoe shining and newspaper selling.
Shoe shining and newspaper selling. Okay.
Uh-huh. Do you want me to do that? Paper, mister. Did you do that? Did you shine shoes and sell papers?
Yeah, right. Well, I was an enterprising young man. For a nickel or a dime, I'd do just about anything.
Hey,
it was an interesting area here. You know, we had a lot of gold miners coming into town, and we had a lot of... We had a lot of military in town, and there was a lot of action on the streets. I sold the Daily News Miner when it was located on 2nd Avenue.
Who bought it?
All the people along the street.
Oh,
I was a hawker.
I'm
I was a newsboy.
I thought you sold the News Miner.
I would have. Yeah, I'd have sold the bridge over the Chena if I'd have got the chance.
Entrepreneurial stuff.
I think perhaps the caller might have commented regarding the newspaper because I once made the comment about hawking the newspaper and that I'd gone through NC and how I'd gone through the NC area and that they had living quarters in the back and stalls where people would...
Was that National Cash Register?
Yeah, National Cash Register. Thanks, Michael.
Wow.
And these stalls were there, sleeping stalls, and I would just walk in and I'd say, Daily News Miner, and all these hands would come over the top of these stall doors and hand out their nickels and dimes and quarters, and sometimes you'd hear a rough voice behind the wall say, keep the change and give me a quarter.
Yeah.
But when they give me a half dollar, boy, that was great.
Oh, yeah.
There was always good money there. And shoe shining, yes. There was the Silver Dollar Bar on 2nd Avenue. I used to set up right there in the summertime, and I remember that bartender always used to pass his shoes out the bar door for me every morning, and I'd polish them up for him, and he'd give me a quarter, and that was guaranteed 2 bits a day, and I'd spend 3 or 4 hours there every day before I sold the... went to sell the News Miner, and I'd pick up $2 or $3. Day's wages, probably about $6 a day if I hustled.
Big time money.
Well, in 1950, that was pretty good money.
I remember I used to work on radio, and I used to make that kind of money.
Yeah, did you? Right.
Hey, let me give you a hint at the next commercial ad.
Okay.
Okay, it rhymes with Ripstop.
Ripstop? Yeah, it does. Is that a nylon?
Chevrolet.
Chevrolet. Tip-top Chevrolet Buick has been in business for 32 years. It's been owned and operated by 3 generations of Ginthers. Robbie Ginther is the general manager. New car sales. Sales manager Jim Brown. Jim Brown's philosophy is to listen to the customer. His salespeople don't push the deal of the day. They listen to the customer to determine their vehicle needs. Complete customer satisfaction is their goal. There are 7 new car salespeople at Tip Top, and they have from 5 to 35 years experience.
Used cars. Hey, the manager's Elmer Ostblom, and did I say that right?
Yes, sir, right on the money.
Good. Okay, he's been with Tip Top for 6 years. 2 salespeople on staff, Jim Litster and Scotty Casper. Each has been with Tip Top for 7 years. That's something to say when you've got salesmen that stay that long at a place. So it has something to say about the place itself. Tip Top Chevrolet used cars is located right across the street from the new car showroom.
And the service department, the service manager is Randy Meadows. Once again, the point that you made, Michael, Randy's been with Tip Top Chevrolet for many years. He's been the service manager for 2.5 years, and the Tip Top service is the heartbeat of Tip Top Chevrolet.
Ooh, say that again. I like that. The heartbeat of America.
Tip Top service is the heartbeat of Tip Top Chevrolet Buick.
Body shop? Yep. Body shop? The body shop manager is Randy Mayhew. I got that one. That's because, yes, I can. Has been with Tip Top Chevrolet Buick for 6 years now, and if there is one word to describe the Tip Top Body Shop, it's quality, and it's one of the premier body shops in town. The ten well trained world class. Yes, thank you. There goes your sponsor. The 10 well trained world class technicians, Tip Top Body Shop. When you want to look for the very best, you go to Tip Top Body Shop.
And don't forget, folks, buckle up with Tip Top Chevrolet, located at 1916 Cushman, or give them a call at 452-8211 and tell the folks you heard Jim and Donna talking about them on Alaska Gold Trail.
Alaska Gold Trail. Da, 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 da.
Well, Michael.
Yeah.
Tell us something.
About anything.
About Michael Dresser. Why in the world did you ever decide to suggest a show like Alaska Gold Trails here on KFAR?
I don't know, Jim.
You don't know? Yeah.
No, let me tell you.
Reminds me of the answer that I first gave you. Yeah. Michael Dresser said, what's your name? And I said, Jim.
Jim.
And he says, is that all? I said, first radio show. He says, is that all? And I said, Madonna? And he said, well,
I heard you
sing. Right.
You know what it was, basically? What I was looking for was versatility.
Spit it out,
versatility and something that would take on an interest of interior Alaska. And really, when you look at it, mining was at the heart of what built us here. And knowing you, I thought, well, okay, let's do something here. And you combine the two together, and you get a personality that has a tremendous amount of knowledge about the field, and a lot of listeners would like what we heard. You know, let's face it, people like to hear things about Fairbanks. You know, very close-minded. And I say Fairbanks, I mean North Pole and Nenana and the interior. When it gets outside of the interior, you find most people really aren't interested. And when it brings it home, it's what's happening here. Why are we here? Why are we the way we are? You know, what went on in the past? And mining has to do with that. It's history. It's tradition. It's the future. It's now. And I thought it was fascinating. So there we were.
You know, Michael, every once in a while you get a group together and you say the word gold, and right away it's everybody listens.
Yes.
They want to hear about gold, where to find gold. Their questions are like, where do I go look?
Yeah.
I said, if I knew where to go look, I'd be there.
Yeah.
But sometimes I say, if you want to go have some fun, you can go to one of a half a dozen places in the Fairbanks area. And you can get that information over there at Alaskan Prospectors at 504 College Road. The folks over there will be happy to direct you to the right place.
There's a mine right outside of town here.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's hard rock mines and gold mines in the area. There's placer minings in the area within a 15-minute drive, and you can observe from the roadway.
Observe.
Yes.
Observe. And jump,
but keep your hands out of the snooze box, folks.
Don't touch my snooze box. Anyways, no, but it's still here. It's still prevalent, and someone can go to the university, learn about mining, and still become a miner. It's still here. The ERA, what is that? The EPA.
EPA.
The ENTDA. They've put some restrictions on mining. It hasn't stopped it, though.
Well, I think that the miners are finding a way to proceed with their work. Some are, some aren't. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of debate going on there, and I wouldn't want to enter into that. But they are succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
And the mining industry, by the way, pulls a lot of money into the Fairbanks area. Mm-hmm. People don't realize
it. Still does.
But there's another point of interest, Michael, that people should be aware of, that the Bureau of Mines has recently come out with a tape that spells out all the different uses that gold or applications that gold has. In addition to jewelry and coinage, gold has wide application as in the computer industry, as heat shields for space industry, and there are a number of other applications. And I think that we'll see in our lifetime that a time come when more gold is being used for industry than is being mined, and that we'll have to start tapping our reserves for the gold necessary to keep pace with the technological advances. And I'd like to point out that we are going to have to consider, not only in the areas of gold but other metals, we're going to have to consider the mining of our natural resources in an effort to maintain the pace with our human needs of our human resources.
Huh?
Well, whatever. How did I get off on that?
That was good.
That was a soapbox.
Four score and 7 years ago. No, that was good. Hey, listen, we've got about five minutes left. Okay. I really appreciate the opportunity to get back on the air again. It's been a while since I've been in front or behind a microphone, whatever it is. And I really, Jimmy, appreciate the opportunity to do so.
Well, Michael, you know, it was I kind of wanted to wind this up. I want to give you a little background on what's about to happen.
Uh-huh.
Is I will be having a friend from the university library come on next week with me. And what I have done here is, I don't know if you know this or not, but from the very first day that we had our first interview, I have taped every Alaskan prospect of Alaskan.
And some of the stuff that...
yeah, there you go.
The
and another...
Yes.
And another bit of information for the... Every Alaska Gold Trail show has been taped.
Mm-hmm.
And we have prepared a set of those tapes for the archives at the University of Alaska, and they will be donated to the University of Alaska Library on next week's show. And, of course, next week I will be my last show until February, and we'll see what happens between now and then.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Australia and
really?
See what's there to be
All
seen.
Hey, bloke.
Yeah, well, I it's an exciting area. And
oh, if you meet some of my mates. Mites.
You
mites.
Have, Michael, do you
Don't
have
talk
mates?
About mites. Boy, mites. I had bugs all over the place. Mites. Yeah, mites. Oh, okay.
Michael, have you ever been to Australia?
Never have.
Well, I'm going there. And yeah. By the way, folks, if
Send
you want...
kangaroo, will you?
Yeah, will do, Michael.
Yes.
No, I won't
Put
tell that
the
story. There are a lot of interesting stories that I can tell, but not yeah. over the radio. I would like to point out that if you watched the newspaper last Tuesday, there was a big article on mining extension in the newspaper and all the classes that you can take at the mining extension department there at the University of Alaska. It's got my phone number there. We've got time for one quick call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes. I'm trying to turn the radio down. Hi.
Hi.
What a marvelous show. How great to hear Michael's voice this morning.
Thank you, darling. Well, it's me.
Yes, I'm one who reads back over National Geographic, and January of 1974 has a marvelous coverage of gold. And the guy who's writing it, Peter T. White, tells about in July, his wife, in July of 73, his wife picked eggs sunny side up in a 6-inch frying pan of pure gold.
You know, Jim used to read National Geographic when he was a kid. He used to look at the pictures.
Yeah, so I outgrew that.
Thanks for the...
It weighed 1 3/4 pounds, and the market price that day was $2,965.
Wow.
And she was afraid that it was going to melt while she's cooking the egg. I'll let you have this one if you'd like sometimes, Don.
Okay, love.
All right.
Happy Turkey Day.
Good show, love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Michael Dresser?
Ew. Hey, see you, Jimmy. Thanks.
Thanks
Happy
for joining.
Day.
Thanks for joining me on the radio today.
Okay.
I know the folks out there really enjoyed it. Folks, thanks for joining us here on Alaska Gold Trails today. It's been a pleasure to have Michael Dresser back on once again right here at KFAR Radio. And I want to wish you all a happy, happy Thanksgiving. And, of course, I also want to say that you're listening to KFAR Radio, 660 on your radio dial. And I hope you'll be with me here at 1 o'clock next Thursday afternoon when I present the complete set of tapes to the University of Alaska Archives.
About a half million Czechs raising their voices, singing their national anthem as the protests continue. ABC Sue Masterman is there.
Prague has seen the largest ever protest demonstration against the communist regime. A crowd estimated up to 500,000 crammed into the city center to hear leading dissidents condemn the current leadership's policy and demand free elections and an end to communist rule. The gathering comes on the eve of an emergency meeting of the Communist Party Central Committee. As before, in Poland and Hungary, and more recently in East Germany, the regime is fighting a last-ditch stand. Sue Masterman, ABC News, Prague.
And I'll have more after this.
Let JCPenney bring out the Santa in you at the After Thanksgiving Day sale through Sunday, where you'll find the perfect gifts. Save 25% off regular prices on all 100% cotton sweaters for men. Save 20 to 50% on all luggage and 50% on 14-karat gold chains at the After Thanksgiving Day sale. Smart value items not included.
So we're talking to Marty Klauke. You're a registered nurse. Why do you use Curel Moisturizing Lotion?
As a nurse, I wash my hands a good 20 to 30 times a day, and my hands were so bad, they were cracking at the fingertips.
How fast did it work?
I saw results immediately.
So you would agree with the statement that most people agree Curel ends dry skin?
Yes, Curel ends dry skin. I definitely agree with that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Talk
bye-bye.
To you. Bye-bye.
The five-member crew of the shuttle Discovery is flying high this Thanksgiving Day in an orbit about 170 miles above the Earth, and they had a meal of turkey and cranberry sauce, too. Sources close to the secret mission say the astronauts have already deployed a 3-ton spy satellite that's designed to pick up military and civilian communications from the Soviet Union and elsewhere. The Discovery will probably return to Earth sometime Sunday evening. NASA has said that no spectators will be allowed to view the landing at Edwards Air Force Base in California. Thanksgiving Day across the United States. In New York City, a tradition, the Macy's Parade. And the Big Apple sported its first Thanksgiving snow in 51 years, from 2 to 4 inches, but that did not deter the parade, its giant balloons, or the spectators, especially the young. In Springfield, Oregon, the Salvation Army expects to feed about 350 people today. Captain Robert Hall says they are serving the complete dinner.
Traditional Thanksgiving dinner, turkeys and the fixings and all the gravy and the stuffing and all that goes along with that. And, of course, a lot of pie has been brought in, a lot of pumpkin, some mincemeat and apple, but mostly pumpkin. That's a favorite.
And in our nation's capital, the homeless were not forgotten this Thanksgiving Day. ABC's Mike Silverstein has the story.
In the distance, the Capitol building. It's a...